Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD and iHeartRadio. And of course, this podcast is 917A. The A's are always the news of the week and what it means to you. The B's, they're about guests and great guests we have. 916 was Scott Shurer talking about peanut allergies in the large study at the Icon at Mount Sinai School of Medicine study on peanut allergies. 915, Amy Medling on healing PCOS. 917, this one, about scoliosis from Dr. Rudolph Tadonio. Next week, one of my favorites is coming, Elaine Schulte, caring for your adopted children. And after that, we have something about a cancer, ovarian cancer, and stem cells the following week. But right now, we have the news of the week, and that's for you, the best news of the week. This is What It Means to You. Recording of a mother's voice is 90%+ effective, while using smoke alarms or using the child name only is only 50%. Get the child out within 5 minutes. That is 50% of the time when a fire occurs, if you use the standard smoke alarm, only 50% of the time will the child wake up. But when you use the mother's voice combined with a low-frequency pulsating tone, 93% of the time, and usually in less than 2 minutes, not even the 5 minutes. So what you don't want is the high-pitched traditional alarm. You want the pulsating alarm, and moms, you're best at getting them out. Sitting versus standing is not the key. It's exercising confirms what we knew in real age. That is, being fit is key to reducing disability and living a long time. From this large 122,000 person Cleveland Clinic study, why does living in the U.S. heighten Hispanic men's obesity risk? Yes, it's the culture of fast food. We'll explain. And 75% of weight loss supplements still contain dangerous stimulants. Don't use weight loss supplements. They could kill you. That's the message. And can organic food help reduce your risk of cancer? A new study suggests the answer may be yes. Hearing loss patients are at 32% higher risk of hospital readmission because they don't understand what the doctor says. So if you've got a hearing aid, put it on and get the doctor or nurse to speak slower to you. Hand sanitizer use at daycare as opposed to washing your hands reduces toddler illnesses by 25%. And my favorite story, move to Palm Springs or Palm Beach because heart attacks increase when the temperature is less than 37 degrees. And it increases about 3% for every 15 degrees Fahrenheit lower. So at 0 degrees, they're 10% more likely to occur. And yes, aspirin decreases 47% if you take it, and is much cheaper than a move to one of the palms. Getting rid of cellulite is tough, but here's what works best. Yep, it's another reason for weight training. Let's get to these stories. So can organic food decrease your risk of cancer? Yes, this is a large study from France. It was 70,000 people. They were tracked for an average of 4.5 years and found that those who ate the most organic food were about 20% less likely to develop cancer overall, 70% less likely to develop either non-Hodgkin's or other forms of lymphoma. This fits with prior studies where glyphosate in Roundup and other things such as malathione increases your risk of lymphoma, diazinone, etc. And it turns out 93% of Americans, when you look at their urine, have pesticides in them. What's best? So with the Dirty Dozen, make sure you wash your lettuce. Make sure you wash your celery. Get organic lettuce, celery, apples, peaches. Those are the things, and all of those from the Dirty Dozen. Those are best to get rid of. Next study is on, if you will, omega-3 acids found in seafood is tied to healthy aging. We did that story last week, but it comes back again, and it's important. That is, the more seafood you eat, the healthier your brain, the lower your risk of disability, the lower your risk of dying. It isn't, it probably isn't the, or isn't alone just the omega-3 fats in them, although it correlated with the omega-3 fats. It may be something else in the fish. Eat the whole salmon or the ocean trout. If you don't like fish, go for the fish oils in supplements, and you can get them in, since the fish don't make them, it's the algae that make them. You can get them from algae or in pills made from algae as well. It is the EPA and DHA in this study. Weed the People explores marijuana for kids with cancer. You can't study this stuff well because it's a phase, a class one drug by the DEA, which means it's really hard to study. Childhood obesity is tied to severe hip disorder. Yeah, the more obese kids, and there are a lot of kids that are now getting obese, even in the United Kingdom, they end up with a severe slipped capital femoral epiphysis, a common hip problem in children and adolescents that really is quite inhibiting and disabling. So that's tied with obesity. Next story that I want to cover is the one of the funny ones of hand sanitizers. They took kids at 25 different daycare centers in Spain, randomly allocated them, and did this in a really well way, with either teaching them about hand sanitizers and having them use it, teaching them about soap and water and trying to get them to use that, or just leaving them as they were. Turns out the kids who used the hand sanitizers, because they were available all the time, they didn't have to go to a sink, etc., turns out that, or touch the faucets or whatever it was at the sink, that sanitizer, those individual hand sanitizers were best. 25% lower risk of getting an infection over this period of time, and 32% less need for antibiotics. So really, hand sanitizers, use them, but teach kids about soap and water and get them to use soap and water and to turn off the faucets with the paper towel rather than with their hands. We talked about the low temperature increases your risk of heart attack occurs lower than 38 degrees. And if you will, even worse, it goes down, it increases 3% for each 15 degrees lower. So at 0 degrees, you're probably a 10% increased risk of a heart attack compared to at 40 degrees Fahrenheit. So be careful. Don't do exertion in the cold weather. Bundle up. And I guess take aspirin, if you will, if you're not doing something that is extreme sports. 47% reduction. There is risk in aspirin, so talk to your doc. Hearing loss patients, 32% higher risk of hospital readmission. Most of them said they didn't understand what the nurse or doctor was saying. Remember, put your hearing aids on when you get instructions from the docs, and ask them to speak slower so you can understand it and so you don't have to be readmitted to the hospital. Recording of a mother's voice is 90% effective, while the usual smoke alarm is only about 50% effective at getting your child out within 5 minutes. I don't know how to do this yet, but it is, I'll bet we find out, smoke alarms that you can put in with your mom's voice in it so that they will tell you. Remember, when exercising, the fitter you are, even those who were elite athletes did 13.5 METs compared to 11.5 METs, a large reduction in dying and disability over the next 15 years. This is a large study, so aerobic fitness does correlate with surviving longer and having less disability. and even being in great shape. Now, not as well characterized on how they got in great shape, whether they did it with treadmill or other things, but obviously these people were in wonderful shape. 13.5 Mets is a tough thing to do. These people were an average age of 74 at the study start and were followed for, I think it was more than 15 years. Getting rid of, or until they passed away. Getting rid of cellulite is tough. What works best? Weight training. The drugs don't seem to work very much. It gets worse with liposuction, gets worse with some of the other techniques. It is, in fact, it is weight training because that seems to make the skin and muscle more resilient. Every public library in YMCA will soon get Narcan for free from the new drug manufacturer. That is a new drug manufacturer has taken over the data for this and taken over the manufacturer. And they, Emergent Biosolutions, is giving it free to every YMCA and public library. Stressed out framing hammers. That's right. Stress makes your brain smaller. The key is managing stress. So stress isn't the event, it's your reaction to it. So learn a technique. You can go to Stress Free Now, get a free download, but the longer tape, which teaches you all the techniques, much better with the longer process than pick up one of those techniques. Why do Hispanic men have more increased obesity in the United States? Because they want to earn more money. They sometimes work where their family isn't. They get in a culture of convenience store eating and fast food eating, which gives them more obesity. And that really is the key story of the week, except for one more. If you're obese, don't go to weight loss supplements. These companies get warned all the time. They get, they then have to take their product off the market, but they can market it under another name, sell it under another name. And 75% of them have ephedra. It was taken off the market because it's too dangerous. But the weight loss supplement manufacturers are sneaking it back in their weight loss stuff. Don't go for that. This is Dr. Mike Roizen, and you've been listening to The Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, and thank you for downloading us. Thank you, Ben, for great engineering. Remember, mother's voice, much better at getting the kids out. If you need to go in there, wake them up quickly. They will wake up if your mother's voice. It isn't sitting versus standing. It's getting fit and being able to do more Mets that decrease your risk of disability and dying. Living in the U.S. only heightens Hispanic men's obesity risk because they learn to eat convenience food and fast food. 75% of weight loss supplements are dangerous. Organic food does help you reduce the risk of lymphoma. And remember, teach your kids how to use hand sanitizers to avoid respiratory infections. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual, number 917A. We have a great guest coming up. This is Dr. Rudolf Tadanonio talking about scoliosis. Next week, Elaine Schulte, caring for your adopted children. Last week, the peanut allergy story from the Icahn School at Mount Sinai, study of peanut allergies. These are wonderful guests. You should download the B segments as well as the A. Thanks very much for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. Tell us that you can email us all the time at udocs@gmail.com to tell us what you'd like us to have people interview about. Thanks again for downloading us. And remember, tell your friends about us. This is the 917A segment. Thanks again.